Good morning and welcome to the Better Lawns and Gardens. Drought is very common in Florida at this time of the year. Many have not seen rain for a good while, and some had about 3 inches this month. Hard to believe. So let's talk about the proper use of weather with our good friend and gardening expert, Lance Wallheim. He lives where water is precious and knows how we can conserve this valuable resource. In our area, we're about, I think, about 3.5 inches behind right now for the year, and we need the rain. How about you? Are you waiting? We are waiting for your phone calls at 1-888-45-LAWNS, or you can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Kelly is at the controls, along with Kelly, Teresa, Watkins, Joni, and I. We're in our new studio, so please join Kelly, Teresa, Lance, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow's process repurposes manure so it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website at blackcow.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Teresa Watkins is an award-winning horticulturist and landscape designer in Central Florida. Give her a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
After Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins, the Bible tells us they took his body and wrapped it in strips of cloth with spices according to Jewish custom. When their work was done, the stone was rolled into place, sealing the tomb. Some of the greatest blessings in life are the sounds that we hear. But inside the tomb, there was total silence. Have you ever experienced silence from God? Ever wonder if He hears us or even cares? Well, you can know this for sure. God always hears and cares. But sometimes He works powerfully in times of silence. The silent tomb became an empty tomb when Jesus rose from the grave. Easter is a great reminder that even when God is silent, He's always working. You can still trust Him. This is Bryant Wright, hoping you'll find a place to worship the risen Lord this Easter.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Plants are trying to grow at this time of the year, but as Joni and I bicycled around our neighborhoods, we're starting to see the effects of a lack of water. We need to help these struggling plants with proper irrigation. Let me tell you, Mother Nature does the best job of watering, but plants depend on us to get them to the next good rainfall. Lance Wallheim, spokesperson for BioAdvance, has a lot of irrigation experience and will share some of his good watering techniques with us. Just a little bit here. Thanks for stopping by for the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We're waiting for your phone calls at 407-916-5400. We have an operator standing by. It's Joni. is out there saluting. She is ready for you. It's our first time back in the studio in a year, which is hard to believe. Yeah. And Teresa's at the other microphone, of course. You can text us at 23680. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Webpage is up for April with my amaryllis experiences, and I tell you, they have been good ones. Plants for Shady Areas is there. Joni has an orchid feature. Teresa has design tips for cottage gardens. There's also Tom's Gotta Do's Moonsign Planting Dates. Take a look. Great job of design there on betterlawns.com, done by our webmaster, Jim. And we've been getting lots of questions from that. And Kelly, of course, is at the controls, keeping us up and running. And Joni is answering your phone calls in the studio. Call-in number here is 407-916-5400 or toll-free. Kelly pays the bill, 1-888-45-LAWNS, or he can text us at 23680.
Sometimes I'm late. Sometimes.
Sometimes you're late paying.
It happens.
It happens. It does happen. Teresa, tell us about the Facebook, will you?
The Facebook page is Better Lawns and Gardens, and it is a page where we upload all the shows after that they air. So if you miss a show, you can go and hear it. And also then any kind of the good publications that we recommend on the show, I'm going to be publishing up there. Sometimes I put, you know, photographs and things like that. So it's a really great page. We love to hear your comments and your questions on there. And so Craig and Diane and Tom, you know, all of you guys who sign in and talk with us, we really appreciate it.
We do appreciate each and every one of them. And Kelly said we get a picture after we do the show.
Yeah, we'll post a picture of us in the new studios. I don't know how we're going to get us all in, but we can do it.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. We'll be fine.
Anyway. Hey, we're getting comfortable with this new studio, huh? Yeah. Chairs feel nice.
They do. Everything's all brand new.
Rocking back. Yeah, we got coffee and donut service out in the lobby. No, we don't.
Not yet.
Nobody is
not
up
yet.
Yet.
Not yet. Yeah. Well, I hope Jim's listening. Maybe he can provide that next week. That would be kind of nice. For me, it's tea.
Me, it's tea, too.
And Joni would like to have her Diet Coke. So, so Jim, if you're listening, there you go. Anyway, and we want to thank Frank and I think Mike and Jim and everybody who put this studio together, of course.
They've been really working hard the last year. So they've taken this time, this opportunity to recreate and renovate the whole building. So we appreciate it.
It's a brand new facility. It's amazing. I get lost. I told Kelly, I hope we get some yellow lines from the bathroom to the booth here so I can find my way back.
Jim tells people all the time in the emails, like, listen, it's very different. So if you haven't been here, get here early just to make sure you understand where you're going, because it's so confusing.
Just find your way around anyway. We need rain, of course. And one of my thoughts, we had wildflowers earlier there. I want to know how that flock survives and flowers without the rains. I mean, it's a miracle plant.
It is, because springtime is our driest time of the year. I don't know how they do it either, but I guess maybe one or two rainfalls and the cooler temperatures.
They must store it somehow.
It's amazing.
I don't know, but we've got a person on the line right now who's our real authority on water scarcity and drought and things like that. Lance Walheim, good friend, an author, farmer, well-known horticulture expert, and drought and irrigation expert. Lance, good morning to you.
Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, everybody. You guys sound great in the new studio.
Yeah, it is. It's a terrific studio. Yeah. And now if we can just get food service in, I think we'll be in good shape. Yeah. Yeah.
I can order a pizza for you.
Yeah, I tell you what, you come here and join us, and we'll provide something to eat in the morning. How about that?
That sounds great.
Really good. Hey, we want an update on your weather and crops. I mean, you're a drought specialist.
Yeah, you know, we had temperatures almost to 90 yesterday. We're full bloom was declared last week, so the air smells wonderful.
Oh,
with the
I love that.
But it's going to cool off again. We're in our, you know, dry spell again. The snowfall's about 50% of normal, so we're going to be keeping a tight eye on the water, as we always do. You know, water is more than just about droughts. It's a very important resource, and we got to take good care of it, you know, and especially when it comes to our gardens. I was reading a little thing when I was preparing, and it said a study released in 2015 by researchers at the University of Florida found that 64% of drinking water used by homes in Orange County went towards irrigation, with that figure rising to 88% during the summer. So we're using a lot of water. We got to make sure we use it well. And doing so is going to conserve water, but it's also going to give us healthier plants. So watering, we could probably talk about it for a week because it's so important.
Well, we'll try to keep it down to about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, Lance, this is our dry time of the year. Springtime lasts about 2 months. How do we know how much water to apply? Because you just said that in Orange County, we go up to 80% in the summertime, and that's when we get the most rain. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it sure doesn't, you know, and a lot of that water goes out onto lawns, and unfortunately a lot of it's wasted. So you really do have to be careful how you water. And another thing that I found is that the University of Florida has a great website, which is an urban irrigation scheduler, and that'll really help you set your timers, determine how much water you're applying or should apply. But, you know, there's good gardening practices, too. How much water the plants needs depends on how well established the plants are. In other words, how old they are, what type of plants they are, the soil, the weather, the season. So there's a lot that goes into it. But if you're a good observer and you're watering properly, which means you're watering deeply and infrequently, making sure that you water to the depth of the root zone, and then you allow the plants to partially dry out. I mean, that's the foundation of good rules. And then get out there and look around. You know, knuckleheads like us, we all have soil sampling tubes that we go out and we check after an irrigation to see how deep the water went. And as the day goes or the weeks go on, we check to see how dry the soil is. But you can also just probe the soil or dig around, see how fast it's drying out. Pay attention to the weather. Address your controller with the weather. So there's a lot of things you can do, and you're going to have healthier plants.
So is it necessary, Lance, to get everything watered at the same time, your trees, your shrubs, your flower beds? Do they all have to be watered at the same time?
No, absolutely not. You know, some plants or trees, you know, can go quite a ways without irrigation. You do want to watch them, of course, and during dry spells, but things like vegetables, boy, you don't want to let those dry out or you're going to have problems for sure. And they may need water a couple times a week. A lawn may need watering a couple times a week, but established shrubbery, a lot less frequently. So it really depends on what type of plant you have.
Yeah. I know one of the big questions Teresa, Joni, and I get are, you know, how effective are the sprinklers? How do they know? Do you run for 15 minutes, 30 minutes? People aren't sticking their fingers in the ground, but there's a way of maybe kind of measuring how much water comes out?
Well, there sure is. You know, you can do it. And Teresa talked about this a couple of weeks ago, last time when it was on. And, you know, the questions are, how long do you run it? How often do you run it? And these are important questions for the sprinklers. And how effective are they? When it comes to a lawn, you can do what we call a kind of a sprinkler audit. And you put out at least five, say, tuna fish cans or something like that with straight sides, and you run the water for 15 or 30 minutes, and you go out and you measure how much is in those pans, and then you'll know how long you have to run the sprinklers to give, say, the lawn 3/4 of an inch twice a week. That's usually what's recommended in midsummer. So, and I'll actually do that in my beds, too. When I turn the sprinklers on, I'll put some cans out there just to see what's happening in different parts of the garden. Are all areas getting the same amount of water? Have some of the plants grown into the sprinkler pattern so it's blocked and some places are dry? So it really tells you how much water you're applying. Unless you know that, you don't know how long to run your sprinklers. And then, you know, that's a good general rule, but still I recommend people go out and probe the soil, dig the soil, make sure that you're getting the water deep enough and you're not allowing the plants to really dry out. So those are just some things you can do. We've got some great new technology, too. Some of the sprinklers, these multi-trajectory, I'll say that early in the morning, sprinklers that apply water more evenly, do a better job of wetting an area efficiently, which is very important. If you have an old sprinkler system, you do this sprinkler audit, I think you're going to find out there are areas that are not getting as much water as other areas. So always watch your sprinklers run them in the morning, and then make adjustments as necessary and update your equipment.
Good. We're going to run out of time here real quick. I just have a real quickie for you. Are some pests worse during the dry times?
There sure seems like it. Chintz bugs in the lawn love it when it's hot and dry. Spider mites love it when it's hot and dry. And if your trees are drying out and they're getting stressed, you're more likely to have borers. So if you haven't any problems like that, you can go to bioadvance.com, and we've got a solution finder there that can help you out.
Okay, sounds good, Lance. As always, we could probably talk a lot more. I know we could talk a lot more about the water conservation and how to do it and things like that. And we might continue this conversation next time we get with you. How's that sound?
I'd love to. I hope you guys all have a great Easter.
Yeah,
happy
you
Easter,
too.
Lance.
Happy Easter to you. Yeah. Thank you, Lance. We appreciate it very much. It's Lance Walheim, good friend, author, farmer, and obviously an irrigation expert also. I mean, he just loves talking about it, doesn't he?
He does, but he has to be out in California with the watering.
Oh, yeah. He's very used to it. Tell you what, we'll be back in just a short break time here. We have Mark already in Orlando who wants to talk about Easter lilies and toad lilies. And you can be next. Either text us 23680 or give us a call here, 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about anything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate. HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site is simple to use. HiBid.com, that's HiBid.com. And start discovering great deals today.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Hi, Teresa Watkins here for Black Cow, the mature manure. Every time you buy a bag of Black Cow, you're helping the environment. Black Cow's process repurposes manure so it's environmentally friendly and beneficial for your garden and lawn. Black Cow contains up to 10 times more nutrients and microbes than garden soils, and it helps to retain moisture too. Your lawn, flower beds, and vegetable gardens will be off to a great start with Black Cow. Everything grows better with sun, water, and Black Cow. For more details, check out their website at blackcow.com.
Visit us on the web at betterlawns.com and on our Facebook page at BLG Radio. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
After Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins, the Bible tells us they took his body and wrapped it in strips of cloth with spices according to Jewish custom. When their work was done, the stone was rolled into place, sealing the tomb. Some of the greatest blessings in life are the sounds that we hear. But inside the tomb, there was total silence. Have you ever experienced silence from God? Ever wonder if He hears us or even cares? Well, you can know this for sure. God always hears and cares. But sometimes He works powerfully in times of silence. The silent tomb became an empty tomb when Jesus rose from the grave. Easter is a great reminder that even when God is silent, He's always working. You can still trust Him. This is Bryant Wright, hoping you'll find a place to worship the risen Lord this Easter.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us today. We're in our new studio. Joni's answering your phone calls, so give her a call. Number here is 1-888-45-LAWNS, 1-888-455-2967, or 407-916-5400. You could just call in and say hi to her. You haven't had a chance to talk to her for a year. Been kind of high and dry, so... She is. She's getting them all under control here. And if you want to text me, you can text. Let's see. Did I have something here? Oh, yeah. They wanted to know, is this the text for Tom, the gardener? Well, it's a text for Tom, Teresa, Joni, and Kelly. So you can just go ahead and text a message to us. Now, if you want to send us a picture or something like that, get up on our webpage or Facebook, and then you can send us the picture because we don't have time to download pictures. At least I don't anyway. Probably stupid. Don't know how to do it even. But it's best to send that to us. And if you want my email address, it's tommack1996@aol.com. And I'm happy to do it that way. Teresa, we got a phone call here?
We do. We have Mark in Orlando. He wants to talk about Easter lily and toad lilies.
Wow, and you have experience with toad lilies.
Yes, I do.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Mark there?
Nope, not there. Okay, well, we can talk about Easter lilies and toad lilies.
Sure.
Tell us about toad lilies.
Toad lilies, I've grown them for about 10 years. They're called a Trichytis hirta. It's called the common toad lily. They like complete shade.
Okay.
And so they do not like hot weather, complete shade, but they do grow in zones 4 to 9. So I do grow them here in Orlando. They get about 2 to 3 feet tall, and they look very delicate. They're white with little purple dots on them, and they go dormant and then come back again. So I keep them in a pot in the ground
okay.
so I know where they are, and that way I don't destroy them. But they bloom in the fall. So, you know, just planting them in a shady area, give them moist soil, water. They do need water during the springtime. But they're still dormant for me at home. So they're going to start to sprout pretty soon.
Good. Here. I had not grown them. Yeah, I'm going to have to.
I get mine from Plant Delights in North Carolina.
Okay, I'll have to go ahead and give them a try.
They are gorgeous. They are absolutely. They're very delicate. They look magical in the garden.
Or I'll be like a good gardener. Sometime when you divide some, they keep me in mind.
I will do that. That's it. I love to share plants with you. So there you go. I'll definitely do that.
I'm passing them on. And so also, if we have... Easter lilies. We talked about that a little bit during the first hour, mm-hmm. but once the bulb has flowered out and you're done with it, just keep it somewhere and let it continue to grow.
Right. Bright light. You don't want to have it in an area where it's going to get too hot. It's not going to last as long. You can cut off the pollen, the anthers, and that can make it last a little bit longer, but just watering it, soil, keep the soil moist, but not overly wet.
And I have both in a pot and in the ground. And both of them do well, but they're not going to flower for Easter normally.
Right.
They flower about May.
They do. Mine did not. So the first year they were in the pot, and I planted them in the ground, and they came back, and it was about June or July before they bloomed again for me.
So don't count on them for Easter, and the growers have a tough time timing them in.
There we go. We got Judith in Winter Park. Good morning, Judith. Thank you for calling in.
Looks like amaryllis in containers, right, Judith?
Yes, that's right. I heard you reference... an experiment you had undertaken with your amaryllis, but I missed what you were talking about. I didn't hear.
Okay.
And I was curious, are your amaryllis in the ground or in containers?
I have both, actually. The ones that I bought in special, these are name varieties like Exotica, Pink Surprise, some of the newer bulbs, and I also have some of the older ones. I have Apple Blossom. I have Nittany Lion. I keep those in containers. Now, I have some of the old-fashioned amaryllis. Central Florida, to brag about Central Florida a little bit, is well-known for its amaryllis. Ted Mead, a horticulturist, Dr. Ted Mead, really grew them over in Oviedo, and he has had a whole big planting of them there. And Dr. Neerling then, Ted shared them with him. And so we've had lots of amaryllis grown here. And I have the old-fashioned ones in the ground. They spread like weeds.
They do. I have so many, and they are all in bloom right now. They look gorgeous.
Yeah, but the newer varieties I only have in containers. I haven't tried those in the ground. I've had them in the containers for 3 years, and they are flowering their head off right now. It's amazing.
They look gorgeous. I posted a beautiful one on Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. Let's go to Jean in Winter Park. Good morning, Jean. You have a question about poinsettias?
Yes, I do. I've been able to keep poinsettias now. I think they're about 3 or 4 years old, and they're 5 foot tall. When do I cut them back? I know in the fall I do, but what about now?
Well, I always say, Tom, cut them back in April and August.
Yep, that's fine. That's fine. Don't wait till the fall. If you're into the fall, that's when they're initiating their flower buds. I wouldn't cut them back past the end of August, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your suggestion for the ones? I have the ones that are 5 foot tall, then I naturally have the ones that were this past Christmas, and they're only about 18 inches tall.
And the 5 foot tall ones, I take them down to about 2 feet, maybe 2.5, 3 feet. I'll leave them no higher than that. The ones that are new to you, cut them back to 12 to 18 inches above the soil. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Is that okay?
That's good.
The other ones, again, the ones that are about 18 inches tall,
take them down to a foot.
About a foot. Okay,
yep.
Great.
All right.
Well, you all sound wonderful in your new office.
Thank you so much,
we're glad
Gene,
to hear
for
that.
Calling in.
Yeah, it's all due to Kelly.
And so we're going to go to Skip in Oviedo. Good morning, Skip. You have a question about potatoes.
Yes, I do. I've had another bumper crop of Redskins.
Wow, good.
And in the past, I've dug them up all at one time. This year, I wanted to just dig them up as we eat them. The problem is the plants are really looking bad now, which is obviously the time to dig.
Yeah.
How long can I leave the potatoes in the ground?
I wouldn't leave them in the ground too long. You know, when the tops all die back, then I'd be digging them for sure. You know, I had a friend of mine who used to grow tomatoes. Potatoes. Tomatoes and potatoes are related, by the way. But he used to grow potatoes, and he would sneak some of the little ones out in the ground while the plant's still growing. As soon as he could feel a little potato forming underneath there, that's sizable, he'd sneak it out and keep the plants growing. So you can keep digging them until the plant top dies back. And it's not that they're going to go bad real quick, but I find critters find them underground, and all of a sudden bugs will find them and things like that.
What about the rain in the summertime, though? Is that
going to
rot them out?
You don't leave them during the summertime. They'll rot them out.
The rain will rot them out.
I wouldn't wait that long anyhow. But, okay, so I can leave them a little while, but not too long.
Yeah. Why you want to leave them so long? Dig them. Store them.
Well, yeah, but then I've had them rot on me.
Oh, well, with potatoes, that happens. Just make sure they're air dried and in a cool spot, not overly cool. Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you.
Okay, Skip, thank you so much for calling. They can give us a call at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom and I at 23680.
Oh, we got our toll-free number, 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. And our favorite operator is standing by waiting for your call up there. I want to mention that up also on our webpage, I have a picture of two of my amaryllis together there. And one of them's Exotica, and I think the other one's Pink Surprise, I think it is, up there. So
they can go and see beautiful pictures, and it'll look great. So.
Amaryllis grow well. And I remember Beverly sending us pictures and telling us about the ones that she'd been growing.
Well, you know, I thought it was interesting that on the newsletter for Christmas, there's always articles about how you can get your amaryllis to bloom a second time. And I just say, come plant them in Florida.
Yeah.
They bloom really well.
They do. And if you get a nice bulb, normally you'll get several shoots coming up. And they're easy to take care of. You put them in the ground, Mother Nature takes care of them pretty much. And some University of Florida studies, which I have in my article, by the way, up on the webpage, said that if you give them a rest during the fall, don't try to fertilize them heavy. Don't try to over-irrigate them or anything. And they come back and flower even better.
Yeah, and I had an experience about 4 years ago where the leaves were starting to get a virus, the yellow virus on them.
Oh, yeah.
But they outgrew it. I mean, I haven't seen it for the past 2 years. So I'm really pleased at that. I didn't do anything to them. Just fertilize them on a regular basis, but can you outgrow a virus?
It can go dormant. Your plant can conceal a virus. It's possible.
Yeah.
It's still in there. So.
It's still in there, kind of like measles and mumps and all that kind of stuff.
Hidden within your system.
Yeah.
So if you want to text us 23680, let's go to this text question here. I just purchased some hibiscus and other flowers from our garden and was expecting to plant them this weekend, but don't know if the cold would shock the plants or if it's okay to plant them. You have my permission to plant them.
Yeah, it's not going to get that cold, and the ground is still warm. So, yeah, I'd go ahead and plant. Yeah. No excuses.
Yeah, from what I can see, the temperatures throughout much of Florida right now, there's not a real problem. Now, I know there's going to be some micro areas where maybe where Jim lives, for instance, where it's probably going to get maybe a little frost or freeze.
Well, I will tell you, I will admit, I turned our heaters on last night.
Oh, I did too. Yeah, I had the heater on.
But then in the middle of the night, I turned them off again because I just knew it was going to get too hot.
I almost got up and did that because I like to have it cool when I sleep.
I like it really cold.
Pile the blankets on the way you go.
That's me
too.
Yeah.
Here's another question for us. Is an easy one here. We have very tall viburnum hedges in our backyard. Is it okay to give them a good trimming now, or do they need to wait until they're growing more?
Well, they're flowering right now, so I always love to see them flower. They're fragrant, and it's good for pollinators. So I would wait till after they flower, and then you can cut them back. Sure, no problem.
Yeah, I would go ahead and, as soon as they finish flowering or if their flowering's done, then you can go ahead and cut them back without any problem.
There you go.
Yeah.
We have Gene in Orlando. Good morning, Gene. We have just a few minutes. We can answer your question.
Hello, Gene.
Yes, I hear you talking about amaryllis, and my amaryllis, I get lovely leaves, and I have no blooms. So what am I doing, and am I digging them up?
Yeah, dig them up and give them to a friend.
I did that. I almost lost them all.
Yeah, some people have real trouble with them doing that. And I wonder, there are other bulbs that look like amaryllis bulbs. And one of them is a spider lily.
Spider lily? Looks exactly
like that. And if you don't have that in the right situation, I have some that hardly ever flower. But they may have them instead of amaryllis bulbs. And there are some varieties, they say, of amaryllis that do not flower well here. But interesting,
because I've never had a problem with them. But it would be interesting to see if she had one that was one of the regular ones that we find here in common ones we find in Florida, or whether it was a specialty bulb that she got in the mail or floral delivery and it's not going to do well.
I tell you what, Gene, if I'm having experiences like that, I would just go ahead and like I said, give them to a friend or something. I had a person one time, I have to tell you, Teresa, you'll like this, came into the extension center, had a big bag of bulbs. I couldn't tell whether amaryllis bulbs or what, or spider lilies or what. Uh-huh. They put them on my desk and said, here, I can't get them the flower. You get them the flower. Gene, thank you very much for the call. We got to run, but we appreciate that. And we're going to go ahead and take a break right at the moment. And when we come back, we have Kathleen in Melbourne. And your call could be right after that one. Number here, of course, is 1-888-45-LAWNS. 1-888-455-2967, or you can call us local, 407-916-5400. We'll be right back. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
After Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins, the Bible tells us they took his body and wrapped it in strips of cloth with spices according to Jewish custom. When their work was done, the stone was rolled into place, sealing the tomb. Some of the greatest blessings in life are the sounds that we hear. But inside the tomb, there was total silence. Have you ever experienced silence from God? Ever wonder if He hears us or even cares? Well, you can know this for sure. God always hears and cares. But sometimes He works powerfully in times of silence. The silent tomb became an empty tomb when Jesus rose from the grave. Easter is a great reminder that even when God is silent, He's always working. You can still trust Him. This is Bryant Wright, hoping you'll find a place to worship the risen Lord this Easter.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. worth it? If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
If the lines are busy, please try again. 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning again, and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you here. We've got Kelly at the controls, Joni answering your phone calls, and Teresa and I are back at a microphone. We have the easiest job, I think.
I think we
if
do.
Like
we
to
get
talk.
To, we just get to enjoy ourselves. Everybody else has to work.
Yeah, if you call in and you just let it ring because Joni's on the line with somebody else, she'll get to you as quickly as she can. Okay, so give us a call here, 1-888-45-LAWNS. That's 1-888-455-2967. And I have to say it slow, Joni says, 888-455-2967, or locally 407-916-5400. Teresa?
There you go. Put us on speed dial.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to go to Kathleen in Melbourne. Good morning, Kathleen. Happy Easter.
Morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
I live in a small rental property. And the yard is, it doesn't have much shade tree, doesn't have any shade trees. But I've cut out buckets, you know, little pots around. But I thought there'd be something I could do to make it look a little more homey, you know, a little more pretty.
Well, I like color by adding lots of color
I do
in
too.
Containers. And if you have shade trees, you say?
No shade trees.
So it's all full sun.
Yeah, okay. Well, you could get a little tree size. Not big tree, but a shrub, and put it in a container and have it there.
She can. She
what
can
kind
get
a tree.
Well, you can get a number of little trees.
Legustrums,
viburnums. You could also get Laura petalums.
Yeah,
and they do nicely. They can give you a little bit of height there. Also, she can get a small crepe myrtle.
Yeah,
and put it in a tree.
I have a crepe myrtle.
Crepe myrtle will go in a pot.
Oh yeah,
a small variety. Ones that only get to be, you know, at 8 to 10 foot
tall. Yeah, what's the one with the colored leaves? I forget.
Oh, the black diamond
black
ones?
Black diamond. I have one of those in a container.
And
really
nice.
Look for the black diamond, and there's a number of different varieties there.
Yep, they have white, red.
Yeah, pink. I have the red.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I love the white, too, and it's just very striking. And that you can use as a kind of like a Japanese maple type of color in your landscape.
And I have mine in one of those. It's plastic, however, but it looks like a half a whiskey barrel.
There you go. I think that would be gorgeous. Yeah, so you could do a number of little shrubs like that and create your little outdoor room with it.
Does that sound okay?
One more quick question. I tried to buy black cow last week at our Home Depot store, and you could only get the big bags. They didn't have smaller ones.
Okay.
So my daughter lives on a ranch, and she brought me in some cow pies.
Okay.
And I thought I would make, I think they call it cow tea.
You can make manure tea. Yeah, you can do that. I used to pick up the cow pies and bring them home when I was a kid. I used to stick them in my pocket. I remember doing that.
Stick them in your
pocket.
Yeah, bring them home.
Yeah. Now, we don't recommend you do that today. When I grew up on a farm, you know, you grew up with the animals and you were resistant to everything.
I bet you smelled pretty.
Probably did, but I didn't care.
What is going on?
Hey, don't think I should use my cow pies?
Oh, you can, sure.
Just wash your hands and be reasonable about it. You know, it is true that if you haven't been around animals, you probably are not resistant to all the things that they can pick up. I live with the pigs, the chickens, the cows, and the goats, and I didn't have any problems. But so just be reasonable about it. The cow manure that comes like black cow is composted to take care of that problem, and others are too.
There you go. Thank you so much, Kathleen. Happy Easter.
Oh, thank you. Enjoy your program.
Thank you. We're going to go to Richard in Sanford. Good morning, Richard. Happy Easter.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can we help you? We got about a minute or so here. How can we help?
My tomatoes, I cut all the suckers off, and then you use bamboo because I can't afford all that metal stuff. I wouldn't, do cross pieces, plant them up, and a lot of mine are in the shade, so I'm getting my second, I was lucky this year. I didn't get them in until October.
Wow.
So I didn't run into all that rain in September we had, and I got one section, about 25 plants are just starting to come in. I did Beef Masters and Big Boys this year, and I'm having a real good year with them. I always liked my soil being real well, and I just got a bumper crop coming in with no bugs.
Okay, well, you're doing well then, Richard. Doing better than some of the rest of us. Yeah. Hey, we got to run, but we appreciate you calling in and telling us how things are going for you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Tom in Lakeland, or do we
have
to go to a break?
No, we're going to take a break.
Tom, hang on. We're going to be right back with you. If you'd like to give us a call, 407-916-5400. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Is Asian cycad scale killing your beautiful sago palms? Are aphids or spider mites invading your plants? Then fight back with Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil from the makers of Mosquito Dunks. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests, but is harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. It also helps prevent powdery mildew and other fungal diseases. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Mark your calendar and get ready for Children's Week Florida, happening March 15th through April 12th. You can enjoy a virtual extravaganza, including advocacy workshops, a free screening of the nationally acclaimed documentary No Small Matter, a live stream of this year's advocacy reception and award ceremony, a youth-led teen town hall, interactive Children's Day fun, engagements with our partners, and more. For more information or to register today, visit childrensweek.org. That's childrensweek.org. Thanks to our organizing partner, the Children's Forum.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Tom McCubbin is Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. Give him a call at 1-888-45-LAWNS. Tom and Teresa will be right back.
After Jesus was crucified on the cross for our sins, the Bible tells us they took his body and wrapped it in strips of cloth with spices according to Jewish custom. When their work was done, the stone was rolled into place, sealing the tomb. Some of the greatest blessings in life are the sounds that we hear. But inside the tomb, there was total silence. Have you ever experienced silence from God? Ever wonder if he hears us or even cares? Well, you can know this for sure. God always hears and cares. But sometimes he works powerfully in times of silence. The silent tomb became an empty tomb when Jesus rose from the grave. Easter is a great reminder that even when God is silent, he's always working. You can still trust him. This is Bryant Wright, hoping you'll find a place to worship the risen Lord this Easter.
For devotions, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Thank you for joining us for Better Lawns and Gardens today. It's been a special program back in our studio here with Kelly and Joni and Teresa and myself, and just been a great day for us, that's for sure.
It feels so natural to be back in here and just seeing everybody and having, you know, just being on the air. It's wonderful.
I love it. I love it. Okay, your turn.
Okay, we're going to go to Tom in Lakeland. He has some amaryllis problems. Tom.
Okay, good. Good. Tom, how can we help you?
Good morning. I've got my red amaryllis are coming up, and they're just about done. And after they're done, they'll go and make seed pods, which I harvest and either distribute to friends or I replant them. I've also got a few very lovely pink amaryllis, which never make seed pods. Is there anything I can do to make them seed?
You know, only thing you do is try cross-pollination. If you see the male and female plant portions there, you can move the pollen one to the other, but outside of that, no, just normal good care. That's about it.
And that differs with the varieties, though.
Oh
too,
yeah, sure, so. Yeah, yeah. So that's probably about all you can do, I'm afraid, Tom.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you for calling, Tom. We're going to go to Charles in Rockledge. Good morning, Charles. Happy Easter.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
I've got a friend who has a banana plant, and she wants to plant it in the ground, and I was wondering, how close to the house should I plant it? What side of the house? How big is the hole?
Well, I wouldn't plant it close to the house at all.
I would not plant it close to the house either. So you want it, you know, depending on the variety, they can get very tall and they multiply. So I would I would have them at least 20 feet from the house, Tom.
Yeah, you know, just keep a safe distance. You know, I might go 10. I'll split the difference.
Well,
Teresa,
it just depends on what it looks like and what they want, you know, the purpose. If they're wanting cover, you know, then you can have it a little bit closer to the house.
Yeah.
But if, you know, you want it for a view, you know, you don't necessarily want it so close to the
and
house.
And good production. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, you know, you can put it in the ground now and how deep to plant it. Normally when you get the banana plant, you can see where the roots were in the ground, and then the trunk will be a little yellow when the trunk was in the ground. So you plant it up to that level where you plant the yellow portion underground. But it's not very deep, actually.
No, it's not a deep plant at all.
Okay, and which side of the house should I plant it on?
I would try to give it as much sun as possible. It's a full sun plant.
Okay, so the south side of the house then?
That'd be good.
Yep,
yeah,
that would be fine.
Any place where it gets a lot of sun, yep.
All right. Thank you much.
Thanks, Charles.
Appreciate it. That's the last of our callers today. Let's finish up with a text message here. It says they have a pink anthurium. Can I put it in the ground in Melbourne? What kind of light? We'll be gone June through December. And my thought was take it with you, but you said there's no problem.
Well, I don't know. It just, you know, Melbourne, I think of the beach, and I kind of wonder how close to the beach they are. If they're, you know, 10 miles, you know, 15 miles in, not too big of a problem. But, you know, since they're going to be gone, I would probably wait till they get back to put it in the ground. You never know what happens when you're gone away.
Well, June through December is 6 months.
Yeah,
no,
that's quite a bit. You know, your suggestion of taking it with them if they're driving, you know, or, you know, just
it's like a little pet.
just take it with them. But anthuriums do grow in the ground here. I kind of put them in the same tropical category as peace lilies, so they can freeze. But, you know, you put them in shade. They do not like sun at all. So, you know, just I would be careful with it.
And they are cold sensitive.
They're very cold sensitive.
Yeah, so, again, I take it with me, but you could put it in the ground, especially if you have some way of keeping it moist.
Yeah, that's the important part. And, if you know, total shade. They don't like full sun.
Very good. And I just wanted to finish up with a couple of things. We talked about the Easter lily.
Yes.
But there's other plants you can get for the Easter season. Like I have a nice pot of hyacinths. And I know I see people with tulips and daffodils.
And crocuses.
And they're going to want to know how to get them to flower again.
Well, they need to pray. Cross their fingers and pray because they're not going to bloom again. They're not grown for that purpose here in Florida. Floral deliveries usually aren't the typical, you know, put them in the ground and repeat bloomers and things like that. But we just don't get them to grow. Put them in the compost pile.
Yeah. Or you know, even when we had them up north, and I've raised these up north, it would take them, even with ideal conditions, it would take them 2 to 3 years because they're forced bulbs. And that means that they're going to have a tough time regrowing again.
They do. They're not on the same schedule, so it's going to take time. But if they have anything like the lilies, daylilies or gardenias, hydrangeas, go ahead and you can put those in the ground. And just make sure that you've got a good soil, that they've got the moisture that they need. That's going to be important. And that they get fertilized. And then orchids, too. Don't throw those away. Just stick them in a tree.
Yeah, we see a lot of orchids out there. And just enjoy them in the home in bright light. Keep them moist. And then when it's time to put them outside, just go ahead and put them out underneath the tree.
That's it, because it's National Orchid Month.
That's right, yeah.
we got another one in.
We got to remember that. You mentioned hydrangeas. Some people will get a rose, probably.
Yes.
And they can be grown on without any problem at all.
Any no problems at all. And they can go to our website, and they can find out more, and then they can even ask a question, so we can do that.
Yep. Give us the websites again.
Facebook. The website is betterlawns.com, and you can go to our Facebook page, which is Better Lawns and Gardens, and you can check it out, and you can ask a question there, too, as well, and even post up pictures.
And you have your newsletter.
And we have my monthly newsletter. It's going to be coming out this week for April. And you can go to my website, which is she-consulting.com, and they can sign up for it. It's free. It's a monthly garden newsletter. No spam.
Thank you. Thank you, Teresa. Kelly, Joni, great job.
Thank you, Kelly, Joni. Tom, great job.
I promised Joni we'd stop at a place and get something for her to eat on the way home.
There you go. Good luck. It's Easter, you know, weekend.
I think it's a little place we'll find something to eat.
Oh,
that's for sure. And we thank Joni for her information on wildflowers and Lance for being with us and everybody who made this wonderful studio, you know, Frank and Mike and Jim and everybody.
Work.
Yeah, and so it's been very good. So we've had a great day. We'll be with you next week. Same place, same time. Join us, won't you? This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.